Once again, we look at sports characters and their character and their integrity and see what we can learn from them. Today we're talking about Kobe Bryant, who said a few years back, I focus on one thing and one thing only. That's trying to win as many championships as I can. Well, he's done well. He's five-time NBA champion. He's two-time NBA Finals MVP. He's a one-time NBA MVP. 18-time NBA All-Star. He is the Los Angeles Lakers' all-time leading scorer with 33,643 points per game. Actually, 25 points per game. That added up to all of that. Two-time gold medal winner at Olympics. So he's been pretty successful. He's even successful when it comes to dating. And it looks his marriage. He took rhythm and blues singer Brandy to his senior prom at Lower Merion in Pennsylvania. So we look at him and we see, you know, this guy that looks successful. But then he said this also. Here's another quote from him. What people see on court is another side of me. It's not me. And that's interesting, because we see in the book of James, chapter 1, it says this, beginning at verse 5, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. And so he's two-minded. He's the person that can be one way in one part of his life and another way in another part of his life. And we see that also, that even after he got married, in the summer of 2003, he got arrested in Eagle, Colorado. And the arrest was for a rape of a 19-year-old girl that was a hotel employee. And push came to shove, he would say things like, it was consensual. But the girl, in response to the detective's question, said this, Kobe Bryant, as he was raping her, as he was assaulting her, said this, you're not going to tell anyone about this, right? And so he had his double life. He had a life where he's winning championships, he's being successful, he's doing all the right things, he's getting the accolades, he's selling the basketball shoes, he's doing the commercials. But then, in his private life, this is what was going on. What people see on court is another side of me. It's not me. And so, that's the question I have for you. What, when it's all said and done, 100 years from now, what will be said about you? What will be thought about you? What will be remembered about you? My prayer is that we be as much as we possibly can be people of integrity. And if there's something in your life right now that is, you think you can control it, like Kobe thought, ultimately it will control you. So think about that. We want to be successes the way God defines success.